Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
A viral video on Twitter showed an interviewer asking a couple if they would give their partner a hall pass if it meant the Yankees would win the World Series. The woman immediately says yes and says the hall pass would be her ex-boyfriend, and the man had no response. One or zero, you would give your partner a hall pass for your favorite team's championship.
Oh, man. Yeah, why not? One. You know how hard it is to win a championship?
You know how hard it is to stay married?
Well, it's just a partner, not spouse.
My favorite part of this show is that Justin's girlfriend does text him. So I hope she's listening right now.
Doubt it.
I very much look forward to her
listening,
response.
I mean, it's going to take a while because my two favorite teams were both bounced in the second round of the playoffs. But next year, if you're interested.
Is this a handshake agreement?
It's verbal right now.
I'm going to go with zero. Zero. Next, Josh.
A TikToker revealed in a video that the reason grocery stores play boring music intentionally is to make you spend more money. The music is slower than the human heartbeat, which gets you to relax and slow down and spend more time in the store. One or zero, you shop with headphones in.
All right. Zero, and the stores aren't winning. The slow music, they ain't getting old Benny Brust. I come with a list. I stay attached to that list. I'm in, out, bing, bang, bop. There is no doubt that the music that they play is getting trumped by my skills in the grocery store.
The stores aren't winning, especially in light of what we heard last week when Chris Larson shops in that store either. But
what did I miss here?
Chris Larson famously, when we asked, oh, Josh, we did a show when Brett Favre talked about a good fart easing the tension.
Yeah.
Josh DiMaggio was off the show and texted in, I just turned on my car and heard you say, we're still asking for your best and worst farts. Uh-huh. Chris's best fart was at the grocery store going down an
store.
Aisle with
around
his girlfriend.
People. Yeah, around people. Because then
that was his best
nobody
fart.
Knows who it was.
Wait, so was it audible or was it the crop dust and smell that made it the best part?
I guess just the whole, I wonder who did
who
it. Even
knows?
Though
the
yeah,
whodunit?
We tried to tell him. They know who did it, Chris. Like, if somebody does that next to me, I know who it was.
What grocery store is he shopping at? Is he walking by, like 10 people at a time? Because I'm walking by one or two people max.
Right.
And you walk by somebody, to your point, Justin, you know who ripped.
I'm a one. I always have AirPods in when I go to stores, just so if for no other reason than people don't approach me and ask me, like, hey, can you help me out with this or whatever. But I just want to clarify one thing.
Did you have AirPods in when I ran into you?
I did, yes. I only had, I usually do one so I can make it look like I can give them the point, because I like to also hear my surroundings. That's important to me.
Change the settings. I do want to clarify one thing, though. Back to the second one here. So if they gave you a ring, you get to be in the parade, like we're going all out.
Hang on. I want to hear more about this. On the other side, Justin Garcia creating a hall pass with his now girlfriend to make sure his favorite championship
wins. Well, it's not
team
me taking
wins.
Advantage of it.
It's all the goodness of his heart. You are a sweet man. Next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Ben, if the cosmetic surgery you had to get for more professional success were just implants, like breast implants, would you do it?
Why would I do that?
I'm saying, that's the cosmetic.
Again, suspend disbelief.
I don't want boobs.
Okay. But if it meant you were on TV every day making $1 million a year.
No. No.
$2 million a year.
No.
Five?
No, he's thinking about two. You just had to wait a second, and all of a sudden he's like, wait.
How long do I have to keep the boobs?
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
partner a hall pass if it meant your favorite sports team won a championship. Justin Garcia here with me in for Greg Scalzo. He is an adamant yes here early on in the voting. 62% adamant of the people say yes. And I'm shocked by this. People love sports. I think that's my biggest takeaway. They love sports more than
I love winning.
Sexual relations with your partner.
I'm a win connoisseur. I love winning. It's a feeling unlike any other. You could say love replicates it. It does most of it. It still doesn't get all of it. So, yeah.
800, somebody else will get all of it. 800-990-3776. Again, 800.
The most action you've had in months, huh?
990-3776. That's what we're asking on the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National. Would you give your partner a hall pass if it meant your favorite team won a championship? I do want to hear from Alex Stroff in Madison, because I'm sitting here and his jaw dropped at Justin's answer.
See, now the thing is, Benny, I think I agree with Justin, but I'll get to that in a second. The fact that you guys ignored the fact that this lady, who I saw this video, my jaw dropped to the floor every time I watched it, she immediately went with the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like, that's off limits. Absolutely no, if that's the case, right? Like, if my lady
so
says, yeah, it's the ex-boyfriend,
to your hall
no chance.
That makes it
there
easy.
There has to be. There has to be.
No, like,
right.
if
but
she's
then otherwise,
up the ex,
sure. Go for it.
If she's bringing up the ex,
yes.
It's already over. So, yeah, go ahead. This is done.
So you're looking at this as a win-win.
Right.
That's a win-win.
You're not the bad guy in this situation.
Yeah, you now are a free man because she's going back to the ex and your favorite team won a championship. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Would you give your partner a hall pass if it meant your favorite sports team won a championship? It is now inversed. We have 63% of the people no, 37% of the people yes. I imagine as the votes keep trickling in, Justin will be on the wrong side of history or the right side. Depends on how you look at it. 800-990-3776. Let's go to Ron in the Key. Uncle Ron. Hall pass?
No. Negative. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Justin, would you trade asking that lucky lady to marry you for your team to win a championship?
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
So you're down. If your teams win next year, you're proposing.
Oh, wait.
That's what
just
heard.
I misunderstood.
No, slow down.
We all heard it.
No, you phrased that.
Yeah, we all
weird,
heard
Ron.
It.
Fine. I didn't specify which teams though. So for that to happen, it would have to be like a parlay. So I need this team and this team and this team.
I can't think that she doesn't find that romantic.
Yeah, you are burying yourself earlier in a hole right now. In order to propose to your
I mean, that's
girlfriend,
right up there.
You need a parlay to hit? Parlays are the worst bet in sports.
We would know, Justin. You're talking to some experts here on what are the worst bets in sports. That's like when Josh said, not her best friend, but the girl who I think is her best friend.
Thank you for the call.
Too much tangerine. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think you got lost in the sauce there, Josh. That was a good hook.
Is there an amendment that could be added to this? Like, do I get to pick the person? Because I think that changes a lot.
See?
Because if it's...
No.
If it's like...
No, you don't get to pick the person.
We get to negotiate, don't we? If there's a hall pass situation going on here.
You're telling me that if your favorite team won a championship, you want to have a conversation?
It's a negotiation.
Like a player to be named later.
You're sitting there going through a slideshow of men?
Yeah. It's like the player to be named later. Josh is making a list of five guys. Like, all right, anybody on this list, I'm fine with.
Well, like, if it's like a celebrity and somebody who's like, you know, it's like no one I'm ever going to have to see again or interact with, like a movie star or some famous actor, athlete.
So would you rather it be somebody who's a celebrity versus someone you have to interact with more?
Yes. If I have to see the person who
received
the
definitely not an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, but you'll have have to live up to the image of the celebrity that's in her head.
Yeah, then go chase the celebrity.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck.
Oh, wow. We got some hardos on our hand. Strophy's looking at me with a question, so I want to bring him back in.
Yeah, I have a thought, and that is, would you rather not know she never tells you who it is, or would you rather know? And I don't care if this is celebrity or not celebrity. Would you rather just live with the fact you know what happened, but you don't know who it is? Because I think I lay there.
Well, I'll let you have either scenario, as long as you're on the side of yes. But I mean, an everyday person knowing who the person is, I'd rather not know. Like, don't tell me who it is. So I don't have to look at that person and think, like, oh, why does that guy always come over when we have a party? Or, man, that hug lingered long.
He just likes to come to the places that you're at.
That's what she said.
Just wanted to leave that there. All right, it's time for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Justin Garcia is going to play host. There will be 15 questions in 90 seconds for you to guess and get as many correct answers as possible. You will go against me. Winner will win a $25 gift card. Let's go with caller number 10. Let's go with 10. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.